From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, President Bush addressed world leaders at the United Nations in a bid for more international help to stabilize Iraq. The president offered the possibility of an expanded UN role in Iraq, but he also made clear that the United States will not yield on the process or pace of Iraq's political transition. Mr. Bush defended the decision to go to war in Iraq. Other speakers, including UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, bluntly criticized Washington's decision. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has this report on this day of speeches to the 58th UN General Assembly.
In his first appearance before the United Nations since the war in Iraq, President Bush was unapologetic about the use of force to overthrow Saddam Hussein. The president said the Security Council was right to threaten Iraq with serious consequences if it failed to disarm.
And because there were consequences, because a coalition of nations acted to defend the peace and the credibility of the United Nations, Iraq is free. And today we are joined by representatives of a liberated country.
The president was referring to members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council. They were at the United Nations to claim Iraq's seat. But Secretary General Kofi Annan, who spoke before Mr. Bush, criticized the U.S. policy of preemptive strikes against perceived threats. That policy, Annan said, goes beyond the right of self-defense as defined under the U.N. Charter.
Until now, it has been understood that when states go beyond that and decide to use force to deal with broader threats to international peace and security, they need the unique legitimacy provided by the United Nations.
Kofi Annan expressed grave concern about states that now say they have the right to act unilaterally or in ad hoc coalitions.
This logic represents a fundamental challenge to the principles on which, however imperfectly, world peace and stability have rested for the last 58 years.
French President Jacques Chirac, a vocal opponent of the U.S.-led war, addressed the council after President Bush. Speaking through an interpreter, Chirac made the same point as Kofi Annan, but in stronger language.
No one can live in isolation. No one can act in the name of everyone. No one can accept the anarchy of a society without rules. There is no alternative to the United Nations.
Chirac's speech underscored the differences between the U.S. and France, not only over the war in Iraq, but on how to rebuild the country. Chirac called for the United Nations to oversee a rapid transfer of sovereignty to the Iraqi people, under what he referred to as a realistic timetable. But President Bush stood firm on the pace of the transition.
The primary goal of our coalition in Iraq is self-government for the people of Iraq, reached by orderly and democratic process. This process must unfold according to the needs of Iraqis, neither hurried nor delayed by the wishes of other parties.
President Bush was more conciliatory on the issue of allowing greater UN involvement in Iraq's political transformation.
The United Nations can contribute greatly to the cause of Iraq self-government. America is working with friends and allies on a new Security Council resolution, which will expand the UN's role in Iraq. As in the aftermath of other conflicts, the United Nations should assist in developing a constitution, in training civil servants, and conducting free and fair elections.
The resolution the U.S. is seeking is designed to encourage more nations to contribute troops and aid to help stabilize Iraq. Some countries that are in a position to help have held back, pending explicit U.N. authorization. In appealing for international assistance, President Bush lauded Iraq's first steps toward democracy, adding that a free Iraq will be an inspiration to the rest of the Middle East.
Every young democracy needs the help of friends. Now the nation of Iraq needs and deserves our aid. And all nations of goodwill should step forward and provide that support.
The response to his appeal will be determined in part by the final wording of the resolution. U.S. officials have been gauging reactions to an initial text and say it probably will be revised after the president's bilateral meetings in New York this week with other world leaders. Mr. Bush met with French President Chirac shortly after both men addressed the General Assembly. Later, Chirac, again speaking through an interpreter, said that any resolution must make clear to the Iraqi people that there is a clear end to the occupation of their country.
I think we have to shift and say to the Iraqis, you are a major great people. It is up to you to decide what your fate will be. We want to express this will of ours by a very clear-cut symbolic gesture, which is the transfer of sovereignty.
Chirac acknowledged that the transfer of authority to the Iraqis cannot be immediate, but the process, he said, must start. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.